Call sign Revlon. By Ethelbert. Image. Kara Hult Green pictured with the Grumman F-14 Tomcat. Hult Green was one of the very first female fighter pilots in the U.S. Navy after the Navy changed the rules to allow women to fly combat aircraft in 1993. She would die just 3 months after completing her Tomcat training. On 25 October 1994, 29-year-old U.S. Navy Lieutenant Kara Hult Green was killed whilst attempting to land on the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in the Pacific Ocean. The case remains highly controversial to this day and in the eyes of many an excellent example of the perils of affirmative action. Hult Green was a recently qualified pilot flying the Grumman F-14A Tomcat with VFA 213, the Black Lions. USS Abraham Lincoln and its carrier air wing were training off the coast of California, working up for a deployment to the Persian Gulf. Hult Green's aircraft was performing a landing on the carrier when she found herself to the right of the center line of the landing area of the flight deck. She applied rudder to yaw the aircraft left and attempt to correct her approach. The F-14A was powered by two General Electric TF-30 turbofan engines, which were very sensitive to disturbed airflow into the engine. In yawing the aircraft to the left, the nose of the Tomcat disrupted the flow of air into the port engine, which caused a compressor stall which resulted in a loss of power from the engine. The Tomcat has rather wide-spaced engines and the resulting asymmetric thrust resulted in the aircraft's nose yawing further to the left. Hult Green applied full power, including reheat, afterburner, on the starboard engine, which greatly exacerbated the effect of the asymmetric thrust given the aircraft's slow speed and high angle of attack as it was approaching to land. At such low speeds and with one engine out and the other in roll reheat, the aircraft didn't have the rudder authority to correct the yaw from the huge amounts of asymmetric thrust. The aircraft continued yawing and rolling to the left when the radar intercept officer, Rio, or backseater, initiated a command ejection which would eject both himself and the pilot from the aircraft. His seat ejected first and Hult Green's seat 0.4 seconds later. Unfortunately, the aircraft had rolled over 90 degrees to the left when Hult Green's seat activated and she was fired into the sea and died instantly in the impact. The Rio, Lieutenant Matthew Clemish, survived the ejection and was safely recovered from the water. They also recovered the broken remnants of Hult Green's flying helmet from the water. 19 days later, the U.S. Navy recovered her body from the seabed, still strapped into the ejection seat. Image. Prior to being accepted for Tomcat training, Hult Green flew the Grumman EA-6B Prowler electronic warfare aircraft. A much lower performance aircraft and regarded as far less demanding to fly than the Tomcat. Hult Green was born in Greenwich, Connecticut in 1965 to a well-to-do family of lawyers. She attended the University of Texas at Austin, where she studied aerospace engineering. She joined the U.S. Navy in 1987 and was accepted onto pilot training, starting on the Beech T-34C Turbo Mentor, a tandem seat turboprop version of the Beech Bonanza for our resident private pilots. She was then streamed into strike fighter training, where she went on to fly the North American T-2C Buckeye and later the Douglas TA-4J Skyhawk. On completion of her training with the Skyhawk, she was awarded her naval aviator wings and posted to flying the Grumman EA-6B Prowler, an electronic warfare aircraft. In 1993, the U.S. Navy made combat pilot roles available to female pilots, and Hult Green was selected to be among the very first female pilots to be trained on the Tomcat. She graduated Tomcat training in mid-1994 and was posted to VFA 214 on USS Abraham Lincoln. Image. The F-14 Tomcat entered service with the U.S. Navy in 1974 and remained its primary air combat fighter until 2006, when it was retired. A very large and high-performance fighter, it demanded much of its crews in the naval environment. U.S. naval aviators have the tradition of awarding each other nicknames or call signs early on in their careers. Hult Green was known as Hulk or She-Hulk in reference to her 6 feet 1 inch height, ability to bench press a 200 pounds weight and a play on her surname. Later on, after a television appearance in which she was wearing makeup, she was dubbed Revlon by her colleagues. The board of inquiry concluded the accident was caused by engine failure and that Hultreen's piloting had contributed to the crash. The F-14A had been in service for 20 years at this point and the engine's sensitivity to disrupted airflow was well known. The F-14 flight manual warned of the dangers of using excessive rudder inputs at low speeds and it was covered on the training syllabus. Various other interesting pieces of information came out in the aftermath of the crash, including the fact Hultreen had accumulated 4 downs during her Tomcat training. A down is a major error which is recorded by instructors, and usually 2 downs was enough to see a student washed out of Tomcat training. Further, it emerged 2 of Hultreen's downs were very similar to her error on the day she was killed. There was significant media coverage of the incident given Hultreen was one of the very first female U.S. Navy combat pilots. In an interview with 60 Minutes Lieutenant Jerry Burns, Hultreen's Tomcat instructor at VF-124, the West Coast Tomcat Fleet Replacement Squadron, responsible for training new Tomcat pilots for the Pacific Fleet, stated Hultreen was a cause for concern during her training and was repeatedly failing to meet the required standards. Not only Hultreen, Burns was also instructing Lieutenant Kerry Lawns. Burns stated on camera that both Lawns and Hultreen were at best marginal F-14 pilots and that he was convinced one or the other would cause an accident on their first tour. Burns raised these concerns with the commanding officer of VF-124, Commander Tom Sobuck. Burns says that Sobuck told him the 4 female students on VF-124 at the time would all graduate regardless of their performance. Sobuck denies this claim. Image. Landing an aircraft like the Tomcat on an aircraft carrier is one of the most demanding and potentially dangerous tasks any aviator can undertake. Only the very cream of the U.S. Navy's pilots were given the opportunity to fly the Tomcat for this very reason. Also very interesting to note is the role the U.S. Navy's tailhook scandal might have played in this affair. In 1991, the U.S. Navy's Tailhook Association hosted its 35th annual symposium at the Las Vegas Hilton and was attended by more than 4,000 members. The Tailhook Association was a fraternal organization of those related to naval aviation. Following the 3-day symposium, 83 women alleged they were sexually assaulted by 100 U.S. Navy and Marine Corps officers during the event. Many allegations were made of drunken boorish behavior by the attendees, including that flag officers present knew of the sexual assaults taking place but did nothing to prevent or stop them. This was a huge PR disaster for the U.S. Navy and senior heads rolled. Very conscious of the damage done to their public image, the U.S. Navy began seeking to increase the number of women in the service and opened up combat roles which were previously closed to women. Not just the U.S. Navy either. These changes came to the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force too, and it's claimed when Hultreen died in 1994 the U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force were engaged in a race to be the first service to have female fighter pilots. Many believe Kara Hultreen's death was the result of political pressure applied by Congress to the U.S. Navy to have a 10% quota of female fighter pilots and improve their public image after the Tailhook scandal. Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness, a campaign group which opposes gay and transgender recruits in the military and seeks to limit women to non-combat roles, said that Hultreen's death was the result of a failed policy of waving women through training to meet a political agenda. Donnelly released leaked documents from Lawrence's training indicating her poor performance, including her first attempt at carrier qualifications which yielded among the lowest scores ever recorded by Tomcat student pilots the U.S. Navy. Lawrence launched a defamation lawsuit against Donnelly. The judge said that Lawrence was a public figure, being one of the first women to fly combat aircraft with the U.S. Navy, and as such would have to prove Donnelly had malicious intent if the case were to meet the criteria for defamation. The judge ruled that Lawrence had not proven malicious intent on Donnelly's part and Lawrence's case was thrown out. Lawrence appealed, but the appeal court reached the same conclusion. The 25th anniversary of the death of Cara Holt Green has only recently passed. There are many more female fighter pilots in the US military today, but her death still remains controversial. Copyright Ethelboss 2019.